This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Health officials fear a fifth surge of COVID-19 is on its way, if not happening right now. The pandemic has taken its toll on many aspects of daily life, including higher education. Many colleges and universities are seeing a drop in enrollment, while a few have seen gains. Almost 2 years into the pandemic, what are institutions of higher learning doing about COVID-19-related sagging enrollments? Specifically, Ball State, which has seen a small drop in its freshman class this year. Joining us for another Ball State update is President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan.
Good to be with you as well. First, let's go over the most recent COVID infection statistics and vaccination numbers for the university.
Sure. So over the last few weeks, we've averaged about 15 new infections, new cases each week. And that's usually almost mostly students, but maybe one employee. Presently, we have only 18 students who are presumed active with the virus and only three employees. And those numbers are pretty good, given the fact that the infection numbers are rising in Delaware County and in Indiana. And our vaccination rates have ticked up a little, not significantly. Perhaps the more encouraging news in terms of vaccination rates is our service employees, our valuable service employees, their vaccination rates are now above 50%. And I hope that will continue to increase in the days and weeks ahead.
What about the enrollment for Ball State? Going back pre-pandemic to 2019 compared with fall of 2021, specifically 2019, we were around actually just above 22,000 students enrolled. And what is that number like for fall 2021, and how did that happen?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, in the fall of 2019, we had our largest freshman class in our history, our largest total enrollment. We took the lead by being the first large public university in Indiana to go standardized test optional, and our retention and graduation rates were increasing. And then we saw a decrease in fall of 2020 in our freshman class and in returning undergraduate because of the impact of the pandemic. Specifically, Indiana University and Purdue University compensated for their inability to enroll international students and enroll many more Indiana residents, which is the heart of our market. And we saw a decline in retention rates due in part because of the conditions on campus. Many of the students didn't find that favorable. And that trend continued in the fall of 2021. Again, another modest drop. Our freshman class now is about 10 or 15% smaller than it was in our record class of 2019. And we're down about 8 to 10% overall. So we've settled at around 20,000, maybe a little over 20,000 total enrollment. So these competitive pressures, frankly, are not likely to abate. In fact, they're likely to increase in the future. So we're being proactive and happy to share a little bit more about what we're planning to do.
Compared to IU Bloomington and Purdue West Lafayette, how is Ball State going to counter that competition, which is more fierce perhaps than ever?
Correct. And also, I'm concerned because there are fewer Indiana high school graduates in the next 10 to 20 years, and unfortunately, a smaller percentage of those graduates are going to college. So we've developed a comprehensive set of strategies to stabilize undergraduate enrollment and continue to produce a significant number of undergraduate degrees. So we're going to be competitive. We're not going to resign ourselves to that competition from IU and Purdue. We're going to compete by hiring more admission staff, offering more financial aid, also including from our donors, more campus tours, social media marketing. So we're going to focus on first-time, full-time freshman enrollment, but we're not going to be focused solely on that. We want to increase enrollment of undergraduate transfer students. Frankly, Stan, we've been relatively passive in that area. We're going to develop much more proactive, intentional partnerships with two-year institutions, including Ivy Tech. We're also going to develop more dual enrollment partnerships with private colleges and universities here in East Central Indiana. you may have heard me speak before. We now have a dual degree partnership with Anderson University. They have a very strong engineering program. We do not have engineering. We have very strong math and science programs, which complement their engineering programs. So now students can enroll in both institutions, and when they successfully complete those programs, they'll get a bachelor's degree from Ball State and an engineering degree from Anderson. So we've begun to reach out to our colleagues at other private institutions in East Central Indiana to see if they'd like to explore similar partnerships. And then finally, another our strategy will be developing direct pathways with high schools, direct pathways directly from a high school to Ball State. And we're going to begin by piloting that kind of a program with our partners at Muncie Central. So that's how we're going to focus on undergraduate enrollment. But we also need to recognize that the changing landscape of higher education is not affecting just undergraduate enrollment, but we need to develop and implement strategies for lifelong learning. And I've spoken about our programs in that area. So we're going to develop non-credit courses, alternative credentials. Some of those credentials might be stackable into a degree, but these would be independent courses and independent credentials. And then we're going to, this is enabling us, as you know, Stan, we have a robust portfolio of online courses and degrees, but really the market is changing. And so that's not sufficient. We need to adapt to a much more fluid and innovative expectations for higher education. So we're presently building the administrative infrastructure for those non-degree courses, and then we're developing some initial pilot courses. So over the next few years, you're going to see us having a much more prominent presence in that lifetime learning space.
Well, we will keep track of that. And President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for being with us this week.
Thank you for giving me the time, Stan. Be well, and if I don't speak to you before then, please enjoy a restful and happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.